Hey, I'm really excited to be here today. Again, my name is Rebecca Liebrand. I'm a postdoctoral associate in the School of Natural Resources and the Environment at the University of Arizona. And the primary objective of my talk today is to talk about my observations and experiences with bringing soil science to two pre-existing science education outreach programs at the University of Arizona, including the iSTEM Mentoring Program and the Sky School Program. The UA iSTEM Mentoring Program is an NSF-funded initiative focused on addressing the educational challenge related to the low number of Native American and Hispanic students seeking STEM degrees and working in STEM fields, especially in Arizona. The focus of the program is to evaluate the effectiveness of tribal members, students, and professionals as mentors, and to overall mentor with science. So we're working with 5th to 8th grade age students, and each week a mentor goes to the classroom and completes physics, ecology, biology activities with their mentee through a one-on-one lunchtime discussion. And the entire time I was doing this, I kept wanting to integrate soil science because it seemed it would fit so perfectly. So I actually brought in soil painting and did some soil texturing with my mentee. And then when I heard about the UA NASA Space Grant Fellowship opportunity that was asking students to develop an education proposal for space science, I kept thinking, why not connect space science with soil science, specifically looking at spatial satellite imagery activities with space science and connecting those same things to hands-on concrete soil activities. And why not collaborate with this pre-existing iSTEM mentoring program? They are always looking for new activities and things to include and update the program with. So I was very excited when this education proposal was funded. It was a full year of funding, including healthcare tuition waiver and travel funding. And it really allowed me to focus on writing up my dissertation while also having some fun with these outreach education opportunities as well. So my project was split into three parts that I'm going to share with you today. The first part was actually developing and designing the space education modules as well as the soil education modules. And I did that over last summer, where I wrote up all of the different materials, and then I brought these materials to meetings to receive feedback from a team of teachers, science educators, as well as tribal members. And I found this to be a very beneficial aspect because I got immediate feedback from people who are trained to demonstrate ideas in cultural aspects related to this type of work. And just to walk through what one of my modules look like, I would start with an introduction connecting space to soils and why it's important in our everyday lives. And then following up with more focus on soils and why soils are important, especially in southern Arizona. And then just walking through potential careers in soil science, including education requirements and the opportunities available in Arizona, since that's where the mentees were going to school at, possible employers, as well as additional resources on soil science for mentors and mentees to work through together during their lunchtime activities. And then finally, the fun part is actually completing and coming up with soil activities for the mentors and mentees to complete together. And this one that I'm sharing now was the edible soil model. And the first part was introducing a soil profile and exploring and learning about the different types of horizons that may be present. And then once the mentees had captured that idea, then they would go on to build their own soil profile. And this was quite popular with candy-coated chocolate, chocolate pudding, and their topsoil was crushed Oreo cookies, and then the colored coconut. But they really got to connect the actual concept of a soil profile and then built their own and then synthesize all of that in their science notebooks that they complete. So once I finished designing these projects, the next step was actually implementing the project. So during a 3 to 4 month time period, I traveled to the schools and assisted the mentors and mentees while they worked through the project. And this gave me an awesome opportunity to firsthand see and evaluate the effectiveness of my writing and my my activities that I came up with. And I was able to finalize my modules after that point. So any steps that weren't clear, anything that the mentors and mentees weren't getting, I was able to update before the modules were made available for online distribution. The last part of this that I had a really good time with was the Space to Soils field trip that I organized, and I wanted to do a soil dig at the campus agricultural center. And the agricultural center was really amazing and supportive of this program. They agreed to dig the soil pits with their backhoe for free and to let us use their facilities free of charge, which meant the mentoring program was able to let me put together soil kits that the students were actually able to take home with them to explore their soils in their own backyard. So each soil kit that a student received consisted of texturing supplies, a squirt bottle, trowel, all kinds of things for analyzing the soil, and then a little bit more detail, the golf tees, measuring tape, hand lens, pH strips. And of course, the SSA Education Outreach Program was fantastic and donated the iHeartSoil stickers, rulers, and bookmarks. And the students really enjoyed these as part of their kits. So once these were together, I went out the day before the field trip, and I was really excited. The folks were out there at the Ag Center and dug the soil pits. And then we had a very unusual amount of rain in Tucson. First time I remember there being 24 hours of rain straight. So as you can see, our soil pits behind the red barricades did very well during this rainstorm. And this taught me very quickly how to adapt when I knew the next morning I had 30 to 40 people coming to do a soil dig, and now the soils were actually underwater. So the night before, I went out along the edges of the mud pond here, and I got some soils and spread them out on trays and went home really hoping that the next morning they were going to be dry enough to analyze. And thankfully, it worked out. So we had an indoor soil and spatial station set up. So the students still got to go sample their soils, just not in a soil pit, but each of them went and collected a sample, worked through sieving, texturing, looking at soil color, as well as measuring pH, and really getting to use their soil kits they were going to be taking home with them to explore in more detail. And you can kind of see some of the photos here. And in terms of the spatial stations, the main thing that they worked on was looking at satellite imagery and looking at Google Earth and determining what sites on the Earth's surface would be important to capture via photographs from the International Space Station with the EarthCam project. So that was a really exciting component for them as well. And then finally, we ended the day with a rain adventure, so we did get them outside in the rain to go at least look at the soils, even though they didn't exactly get to work in them. So my experiences with bringing soil science to the ISTEM mentoring program, the first thing that I really noticed was an increase in the amount of skills that the students had by the end of the 3 or 4 month time period. They had learned about pH, hand lenses, recording geographic coordinates, that was new for them, looking at Google Earth. They were downloading Google Earth on their phones before they left the field trip. They just thought it was a really fun thing. So that was great to see, that increase in science literacy and performance, as well as an increase in their confidence and appreciation for soil science and for science in general, because I feel like we really need to get that foundation there in order to retain youth in science programs. And finally, I also saw a nice increase in career awareness. So students, after completing these activities, realized that they could work for NASA and not have to be an astronaut. They realized that there are lots of other opportunities for scientists with NASA, and they were also aware of soil science as a potential field of study, a potential form of employment in the future, and it just resonated really well with them. It was a really great experience. So moving on to the second outreach program I was involved with this past year was the U of A Sky School program. This is a really amazing immersive residential science program focused on outdoor inquiry-based science. And the trips that the students and classes went on could be a single-day trip or a multi-day trip, depending on the class and the teacher involved. And this was really based on graduate students who were recruited to the program, and the graduate students from all kinds of different fields of study, from ecology, hydrology, geology. I was the first soil scientist that they recruited, and it was a lot of fun for me to share soils with the other fellows, and I learned a lot too about their fields of study as well and how we can kind of connect and teach science to different types of students. And this was all based at the Mount Lemmon Sky Center, and you can kind of see an image of that below, but the Sky Center was so much fun to work out, lots of really amazing telescopes, really cool astronomy research going on, and the students really enjoyed being there up at the top of the mountain. So a few words on what the different types of trips consisted of. The single-day educational trips involve multiple stops of an environmental gradient right outside of Tucson, where there's nice changes in precipitation, temperature, as well as vegetation. And at the very bottom of the mountain, we would stop with the students and ask them, what do you think is going to change as we drive up into the mountains? So if they mentioned temperature or elevation, we told them, okay, let's collect those data and see how your hypothesis works out. So they had their own scientific notebooks that they were recording all their observations in, and then the different graduate fellows brought in their own areas of expertise. So for me, I had the students looking and thinking about soil color down in the desert versus up in the conifer forest, maybe how much organic matter's there, how deep the soils are, and how that's changing across these different environments. And after we got to the top of the mountain, we actually had a time where they took their science notebooks and analyzed their data and graphed their data points that they collected throughout the day. And it was just a really great way to bring everything together from them for the field trip. Additionally, there were hiking activities planned, as well as sense of place activities, and of course the astronomy in the evenings, which I think the graduate fellows enjoyed just as much as the students, but you know, I did wait my turn in line behind all of the elementary school students who were there. But that was a really great combination as well. I thought it was fantastic. So the multi-day educational trips also consisted of the field trip that first day that I just described to you, but then the following 3 days were all focused on project development. And the whole point of this was that it was student-led. So the student teams, each graduate fellow had about 5 to 6 students, and they had to develop their own research question, develop their own hypotheses, and then think about what methods they wanted to use with their graduate fellow to test their hypotheses. And they went through all the stages of site selection, field work, data synthesis, and then presenting their findings at the end of that 3-day period. But as you can imagine, this is a lot of work, especially to keep elementary to high school age students focused on each of these steps. It can be quite challenging, but you learn a lot from it by being a graduate fellow, kind of working through this process with the students. So a quick example of one of the projects that the students were interested in this group, they wanted to look at differences in soil beneath grass and then beneath ponderosa pine. And we went through the whole soil description sheet, and they thought about what factors they wanted to analyze and what things that may be important to look at. And then they put together 2 posters that you can see here, analyzing their results. And one thing that I really tried to emphasize was putting things in a global context. So yes, you can go dig 2 soil pits, but what does this mean? How can you bring it together for them? So I put it in the context of maybe carbon storage and how that may change underneath grasses versus underneath pine trees. So putting it in a global context with the global carbon cycle was really fun for them, and it really, I feel like, made them more enthusiastic for the topic that they were studying. Finally, the impacts of the Sky School program and bringing soils to this, I felt like it presented a new perspective on science in a hands-on outdoor learning environment that this Sky School was already going for, and the students worked through this project design and implementation and learned new skills related directly to soil science, from soil description sheets to common measurements and then working in Excel. And then I also saw a great increase in the appreciation for nature, and I feel like this program overall really promoted an interest in science. So as I tie up, I just wanted to share a few experiences and observations that I noticed working between these different age groups. One strategy that I found for working with the younger elementary to middle school crowd was combining project-oriented tasks and hands-on educational tasks and making sure this is very structured. So working on their project for 20 or 30 minutes and then taking a quick 5-minute educational break to do something hands-on and then returning to it. So having this combined experience to be able to maintain their focus. And then with the high school students, I felt like there was a lot of upfront convincing about why we were doing something and why soils were important. But once you convinced them, they were on board, they worked really hard, and they exhibited a lot more independence than I even initially expected. And the activities that I did here with them was rock hammering, using hand lenses, as well as just exploring the environment that they were in. And I was really surprised by the rock hammering and how this resonated with students from elementary school age all the way through high school seniors. They loved it. They loved the safety glasses and just getting to break rocks open. It really, that was the best activity I did with them. I did it with every group, and they were all very excited about it. And then in addition, the SSSA rulers and stickers and bookmarks, every time they finished a presentation, I would bring those out and tell them they were official soil scientists, and by the next morning these stickers were all over their water bottles, their notebooks, and everything. They really, really enjoyed them. But overall, bringing enthusiasm to this project I felt like was a really great experience and a really important teaching strategy. And then finally, as I tie up, my professional development, I feel like it really increased my own ability to communicate science to a wider audience past just working with undergraduate students, but really honing in on my teaching strategies and methods for working with K-12 students, and then working and learning about activity development, outdoor science projects, and just overall increasing my ability to communicate science to wider audiences. So in summary, I feel like bringing soil science to these pre-existing outreach programs worked really well. It's a hands-on, cross-disciplinary field, and it integrated really well with what these programs were already trying to accomplish. And the students were really engaged with this type of work, And when students are engaged, teachers are also very interested in getting these students outdoors in their school gardens and thinking about different things related to the soil. So with that, I think it's really important for soil scientists to go out into their communities and think about different schools or programs that they could be involved with in terms of education and outreach, and just spreading the word about how important soils are and how you can continue to study them. So I'd like to acknowledge the UA NASA Space Grant Program, as well as my department for funding, as well as the ISTEM mentoring team, the Sky School team, the Ag Center, as well as field trip volunteers and SSSA's education outreach program for the donations. And these are just my list of references and the lessons bank that I use for developing my activities.